counting out. The leather ends of the flogger come down against the doctor's ass with a heavy thwap. She jolts forward, crying out, and Charlie hesitates to deliver a second blow. "All right, doctor?" she asks, stroking gently down her spine in counterpoint to the red marks on her ass. "One," the doctor mumbles. It takes Charlie a moment to recognize the word. She's counting. Charlie had promised her at least 20 swings, but she hadn't expected the doctor to hold her to that, to want it. She squeezes her thighs together until a low pulse of pleasure rolls up through her body. 19 more, she tells the doctor, raising the flogger again. The smack resounds in her ears, but the doctor's quiet groan is even prettier. Charlie pushes her down prone, helpless to escape a third swing, a fourth, a fifth. Charlie's entire focus narrows to the doctor's reactions and the weight of the flogger in her hand. The ends snap against the doctor's sore skin until she begins to sob. Charlie parts her cheeks, both turned gorgeous shades of red and pink from the onslaught, to see the doctor's pussy shining with her arousal. She drips in front of Charlie's eyes, staining the sheets. Charlie prods the flogger against her hole, and her clit twitches as the doctor whimpers. 5 more, Charlie says. Next time, I'll give you 30. The doctor moans, and Charlie cuts it off halfway with a swing, melting her pathetic whimpers back into sobs. The doctor heaves out each breath, never telling Charlie to stop. The final blow lands right where the first did. All the tension built in the doctor's body flees from her muscles as she forces out 20 and collapses. Charlie has bruised her so badly that she'll feel it for a week, and she doesn't want to stop. She wants to go until the doctor forgets what numbers are. She takes a deep breath, sets the flogger aside, and comes closer to the doctor on the bed, carding fingers through her hair and letting the doctor crawl into her lap to calm down.